Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City, broadcasting from my bright red desk with the air conditioner blowing hard. It be hot here in New York. Over 100 with the humidity. I am truly appreciative of air conditioning. I got up after a day on the phones talking to clients and went into the kitchen, which doesn't have air conditioning, and it was like a little blast oven in there. So I appreciate air conditioning. Thank you so much for inventing it, whoever invented it. I know it was in the 1960s, and it's considered one of the major inventions in the world because it allowed for the vast migration of folks to the warmer parts of the world, the South, and, areas like Phoenix and stuff like that where people didn't live. But I really appreciate it here in New York because it's hot out there. So this is the weekly weather for July, the week of July 19th, 2015. And what we're going to do is first shout out to Jane over there healing in Brooklyn from her broken foot and sending her lots of love. Please send Jane love, Reiki. She broke her foot, a couple of bones, and we're sending her love. Little slip and fall in a construction site. So sending Jane lots of love and prayers. And my aunt has this list of 100 women, more than 100 women, actually, who say the rosary every day for people who are healing. So Jane's on the list, and it is definitely healing time here, and I completely identify with broken feet, having had one last year. So what we're going to do this week with the weekly weather is we're going to talk a little bit about the energy ahead, how to work with it, what to do with it, and it's kind of a big week. We're done with all the reveals. We had the eclipse stuff happen last week. We all learned something new and exciting. Bill Cosby's 1,000-page deposition got released. It's on the internet. You can go read it. And of course, that was the Mars story. Last week was the Mercury that he had one. This week we got to actually get our little hands on it. This week, the week of July 19th, very busy week for a couple reasons. Venus went into Virgo yesterday, which means she's at the degree of her station. She stations this week, so we feel her slow to a stop and turn slowly. And then she's going to start heading towards the sun, okay? So she's as high as she can be in the sky. So go out and look at her in the night sky, in the western sky, right after the sun sets. She's hanging up there with Jupiter, and the two of them are confabbing. They're having a conversation, and they're planning stuff, and they're chatting, and they're working things out. And Jupiter, of course, is going to keep going into Virgo. He does that in August. But Venus and Jupiter are right near each other, and they're the two bright, bright skies, stars in the sky. And as Venus stops, what she does is she turns and pauses in Virgo. Now, remember, she'd been in Leo now for a while, right? And Virgo is a different kind of Venus. Virgo Venus has a lot of energy around discrimination and clearly seeing things. She's very precise. You know, some of the best makeup artists or Venus and Virgo, beautiful painters. You know, I have a good friend who for many years worked as a painter. Excellent sight, you know, really able to see the precision. They can tell the different colors, subtlety. They're just, it's an excellent sign for discrimination and beauty. Hairdressers, when you have a Venus and Virgo hairdresser, excellent hairdressers because they know exactly how to work with your face shape and your hair to get it to be perfect. So Venus, as she enters Virgo and stands there for 10 days, and she pauses, and she says, okay, so, you know, what is it you love? I mean, we've been talking about love, we've been talking about creativity all the time I've been in Leo. Now I'm in Virgo. Now I want to know what you want to work on around love, how you want to work on it. And I have to say, the last couple days since Venus has been in Virgo, I've had people call, for their readings, and we've talked about how to work with things in relationships. Well, I love this partner. How do I work with this a little more proactively? You know, how do I work with his energy? So it's a lot about that's the story. How do I work with that? So Venus in Virgo has a working quality, and she also is tied to Virgo as ordinary people. Virgo is the civil servants of the world. Virgo are the waiters and waitresses. They're the military. they're the, you know, is why John, you know, Donald Trump went after John McCain. You can't make this guy up. He went after John McCain, and he has got a lot of cancer in his chart. So every single time the moon changes sign, he's insulting a different group. So he went after the military this week, with saying John McCain wasn't a hero because he wasn't. I guess he was capped. I didn't really get it, but you know, it's the Donald. We live with this guy in New York. You do not want him as the president of the United States. Trust me. He's funny on The Apprentice, but not negotiating the big deals with people. But so Venus in Virgo is making us aware of the workers, the people who work, the people who are trying to create things, trying to understand how to feed their children, how to take care of their families, how to pay their mortgage. And Venus in Virgo is not a rich sign. It tends to be a sign that works for its money. It often is a sign of people that, you know, work in service for money. You know, there's an astrologer in New York who's into prostitutes, and he has a lot of prostitute charts, and they all have Venus in Virgo, much to the dismay of a couple of my friends who have Venus in Virgo. And they're like, eh. But, you know, it's prostitutes, Venus in Virgo. They work for their money. So what we want to do is we want to look at the Virgo Venus stationing this week, and we're all going to be asked about how we want to work with love. What work do we want to do with love? And then she stations in it next week on Saturday, and she goes backwards till September. And then we're in the mode of, okay, revising love. So this is a big week as Venus goes whipping through the last degrees of Leo. One of the things she's going to do is she's squared Saturn. So she has this kind of energy with her. That was last week on Wednesday. She squared Saturn, and she said, okay, so now that I'm clear about what I want, now we go to the next level, which is, okay, now I'm ready. Now I'm in Virgo, and I'm really clear about what I want. So kind of watch for Venus to get a little clearer this week. And, of course, her retrograde station happens, so we're really going to be focusing. We're going to hear a lot about love. A lot about working on love, a lot about not wanting to work on love. As she shifts, as she stalls, as she stops, as she turns, as she says to us, how committed are you to this? What is the level of your devotion? Venus in Virgo, it's the nun devoted to Christ, the bride of Christ. Venus in Virgo, it's the temple keeper. Back in the old days, they kept the temples. They worshipped at the goddess. It's a solitary female a lot of times, you know, Venus and Virgo. They like to be by themselves, thank you very much. And so as we watch this energy shift, we're all going to feel like we need more alone time. We're going to feel we want more time to organize things. Venus is very much in organized mode when she's in Virgo. Cleaning, you've been in the mood to clean the last couple of days. That's because Venus is in Virgo with the moon in Virgo. or work hard. Organizing and structuring. So just watch her energy this week. She stops. She'll get back to this point in October when she leaves Leo for good. So she's stimulating something, and then on October 8th, when she goes back to Virgo, we'll stimulate it. But this week she stops, and of course, as she pauses, all nature of relationships activate in our lives, and all of us get asked to go back and look at what we love, why we love it, precisely why, and to kind of make a to-do list, maybe, because Virgos are about to-do lists, too. Make a to-do list about what you love and why you love it. The other thing that happens this week is the sun enters Leo. That happens on Wednesday. So we stop being so moody booty with the moon every 2 days when it changes signs. We're finally going to get to be Leos again. We're all going to be happy. We're all going to play. We're not going to be rolling around on the ground feeling sorry for ourselves anymore. Mars is still going to be a little moody, but Venus and Mercury both change signs this week. The Sun and Mercury both change signs this week. Sun goes into Leo. Mercury goes into Leo. Thank heavens everybody's happy. You know, the Sun will come up tomorrow. It's 30 days of Leo, high summer, fixed fire, fireplace fire, high creative. So we go from Cancer, which can feel a little depressed, a little sad sometimes, a little melancholy, a little compartmentalizing, a little wanting to go home and sit in the bathtub, maybe not talk to people. We turn into Leo, where it's like party hardy, right? A lot of party, a lot of fun, a lot of creative, You know, the beach, the barbecue, all those fun things. That's all Leo. So that only happens this week with the Sun and Mercury both changing signs. Now, the Sun is going to be in Leo for 30 days. Mercury is only going to be in Leo until the 7th of August. Very short run, very quick. And then he goes into Virgo, which is his favorite sign, for about 3 weeks in August. But we're in Mercury in Leo now, which again speaks to the creative, wants to push us a little further in the creative. The other thing we have happening this week is Uranus stationing to go retrograde. Now, Uranus has gotten as high as 20, and I can give you the degree he stops at. Let me see. Oh, Uranus, what degree did you stop at? He's stopping at 20 degrees in 30 minutes, and he's doing that on Sunday, which means the 5 days before, we're going to be feeling him stop too. Now, he and Venus are both stopping, right? Venus on Saturday, Uranus on Sunday. And Uranus, of course, last time he was at the degree he's going back to was in April, right? So he's going to go backwards until December 25th, I think it is. And then he's going to zip forward and clear energy out. Yeah, he goes backwards until, yeah, December 25th. And the last time he was at this degree, so when he goes backwards, it's kind of like the movie breaks, the film breaks. We say, gee, we're going backwards now around our creativity. Now, remember, he and Pluto were having that big fight all year, and then they got a divorce in April. And now they're not reapproaching. They're not getting back together again. But Venus is retrograde, so they might actually call each other. He's going back to 1633, which was where he was. Remember, when we have these things, they trigger shadow energy. That's where he was on April 7th, 8th. So the story from April 7th, 8th is up as Uranus stations. And then he goes, okay, we're not going forward with that. We're going backwards now. Now, Uranus is a little peremptory when he stations. He's a little, you know, I'm not, you can't make me, and no, you can. He's very rebellious. He's hard to handle. He's difficult to control. I just did a reading with a woman, and we were talking, and I used the word hard to handle, and she wrote me an email afterwards and said, can you elaborate on that a little? I said, he had hard to handle. You know, you got Aquarian, you got all this stuff that doesn't want to be controlled. And a lot of times when people use the phrase hard to handle, it's because they're trying to manage you, control you, getting you to do something that they want you to do as opposed to what you want to do. It's a power over word, hard to handle, hard to control. Of course, parents are told they're supposed to break our spirits and train us. Churches are told, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child. Employers say, hey, I want you to work 60 hours for $3. You know, when they use the word hard to handle, you have to kind of question and go, so what are you doing that you want me to go along with that I don't, somehow I don't want to go along with? Whenever we feel that rebellious thing kick, and we're going to all be rebelling somewhere in our chart, 20 degrees this week, 20 degrees, 30 minutes, Aries, a little rebellious energy. As Uranus stops, 5 days before, 5 days after, so that means Wednesday, we really start to feel it. Honor that you're having a rebellion because somebody's trying to make you do something you don't want to do. And even though he goes all the way back to 1633, he does not go back to Pluto's degree. Pluto's going backwards to 12, and then he's going to go forward. I mean, they're going to cross the number. They're both going to go across it, but they're never meeting again for another 30, 40 years, 33 years, I think, as they meet again. And our job is this evolutionary impulse that we've been working on since the Egyptian spring, a few years back, is to say, okay, let's evolve. Now, Uranus could have run a little amok because he's been traveling by himself going, can't make me, can't make me. And he is in the decan of Leo, because he's in stopping at 20, going back through Leo, saying, this is what I want to build. This is how I build my freedom. So our honor, our job is to say, okay, Uranus, you want to be free. We get it. We get it. But do you want to blow up stuff? And he, you know, when he stations, he does like to blow up stuff. He tends to be earthquakes. He tends to be volcanoes. We do tend to notice him erupting, and he's stationing in a fire, so expect some big gas explosion somewhere in the world, some big fiery explosion, because, you know, he's a big guy. And when he stops, we notice. And of course, it's on either side, 5 days on either side of next Sunday. So it's Wednesday through the following Friday, through Friday the 31st. So our job with this is to say, okay, Sun and Mercury in Leo, they're fiery. Uranus stopping in Leo, fiery. Venus in Virgo, not so fiery. A little critical. A little grumpy, maybe even. Not bad grumpy, but just, you know, she's not as happy as she usually is. She got a big pimple on the left chin. You know, Venus doesn't like pimples on the chin. And she's got to do the dishes, and her fingernails are going to get ruined. So, you know, she's not as cheerful as we normally think of her being. So our job with that is to say, okay, you know, Venus, thanks. We know you're not so happy, but we love you anyway. She doesn't really care. And and we all go forward, right? So our job with this energy is to honor it. We are in a waxing moon. The moon is growing, encouraging us to expand, asking us to try new things, asking us to go in a new direction and grow, because it had that new moon last week in lovely Cancer, 23 Cancer. All right. So this week, the moons, let's talk about the moons. Get your pens out. The moon on Monday is in Virgo, as is Venus. So it's a very productive day, like today was and yesterday was. And the moon goes void with the sextile to the sun bright and early on Tuesday morning. The moon is void for 3 hours Tuesday morning till 9:30, 9:23. And then it goes into Libra. It's in Libra Tuesday, all day Wednesday. And it goes void around 2:12 on Thursday. And it goes void at 2:12 with a sextile to Jupiter. Party down. Party week. Everybody, thus far, the moons are happy this week. It's void Thursday afternoon from 2:12 to 10 o'clock at night. Then it enters Scorpio. And it's in Scorpio Thursday night, Friday, all day Saturday, and Sunday morning until 8:23. And it goes void at 5:14 in the morning on Sunday. And it is void with a conjunction to Saturn. Then the moon enters Sagittarius on Sunday. Party, party, as Uranus stations, and it's in Sagittarius all day Sunday, all day Monday, and Tuesday morning, till the afternoon on Tuesday with a trine to Jupiter. So moon and Sag trine Jupiter is a pleasant energy. So basically, the week's moons are very nice, a lot accomplished. The only thing that can be a little difficult is the moon in Scorpio on Thursday, Friday, because Scorpio moon is what we call a dead moon. And it does join with Saturn. So even though the aspect isn't hard, it's a good one. Conjunctions are nice. You know, it's Saturn. So it says, okay, something's going to end. And a lot of times moon joins Saturn, says, okay, that's kind of finished. We're ready to let that go. And then, of course, last week we had a lot of news on the Wednesday. There was a lot of stuff flying around in the air, including that Pluto has a heart. I don't know if you saw the pictures of the thing that flew by. I'm drawing a blank on it right now, the name of it. But for years, that thing's been flying to get to Pluto. And it finally drove by. And they took a shot of Pluto, and he's got a big friggin' heart right in the middle of his picture. And it's not, I mean, then of course, Facebook had posts of little Pluto on the big Pluto. But the one I really loved was somebody wrote, "You broke up with me a couple of years ago, and now you're driving slow by my house," you know. And I was like, oh, yeah, we did break up with you, Pluto. But there are those of us who always have respected you as a planet, not as a dwarf. So Pluto is very strong in the energy. And, of course, on Wednesday we negotiated with Iran about nuclear weapons. Now, when Pluto was discovered in 1930, that's when we first started thinking, hey, let's break these atoms apart and see if we can blow up everybody on Earth and kill everybody. So now we're trying to put a little lean on it and kind of say, hey, you know, maybe no nuclear weapons for you. But I thought it was fascinating that Pluto's picture comes back on the day that we're negotiating about Pluto issues with countries in the world. And of course, do check out his heart. I will post it on my picture, on my column this week, but I will be using the one that said, you know, you're driving by my house real slow. Because those of us who've had Plutos in our lives, and that we all have had Pluto at some point, that passionate, crazy, out of control, oh my God, how can I live without you? I can't live without you. I have to live without you, and I'm on my knees begging. That's Pluto. So any rate, he had a picture, and he's got a heart. Who knew? I'm just fascinated by his heart. So the moons this week are excellent, productive. Virgo moons get work done. Libra moons partner. Scorpio moons intense. And Sagittarius moons party down. Now the Sun and Mercury leave behind Cancer, so they're not going to be changing. But our little Mars in Cancer is going to be shifting. So emotionally, action-wise, what we're interested in doing, he will continue to respond to the moon's changes, even though the Sun and Mercury on Wednesday and Thursday leave behind their emotional volatility as they enter Leo, the fixed sign of fire. So that's a good news. So we're not nearly as crazy emotionally, and a lot of the crazy, wild, out-of-control energy is starting to split a bit, which is good, because we're now able to maybe work with it in a slightly different manner. The planets are still all kind of talking to each other. There's a bunch of clumping going around up there in the sky. Everybody's at the same degree as having a confab. So it can still feel a little bit tense, but I do think the shift of the Sun into Leo will help. And then the shift of Venus stopping and going retrograde. Now let's talk a little bit about Venus retrograde. I did last week, and I want to add a little more this week. A lot of times, Venus retrograde brings back old loves. It's not like Mercury retrograde where your ghosts come back, and sometimes they can be loves, and sometimes they can just be somebody you haven't seen since you were five. Venus is about the love. So the love partners return. This is those times when those guys or girls show up and they say, you know, when I dumped you, I made a big mistake. And you go, yep. Or then you start crying because you realize you put it away and you didn't finish healing it. So Venus wants us to go back in and heal our love when she's in retrograde. And because she's in Virgo, she's going to be pointing out this week what needs to heal. All right? So pay attention to her this week and next, because she's going to, you know, you're thinking you're all fine when your Venus area is. And she's going to be, I think we need to pay a little more attention to this area. So honor her and work with her productively this week as she takes you on her retrograde journey. As she begins her retrograde journey through September, she's going backwards all the rest of July, all of August, and she stations to go direct on September 6th at 14. This takes us back to June 20th when the summer ingress started. That's when Venus entered her shadow. So, it's generally when the retrograde stations, we go, oh, that's what I have to deal with. Got it. And it is about money, love, value, and precision, because she's in a precise sign. Sun goes from 27 Cancer to 3 Leo, moving, you know, degree a day, clippity-clop. He has the entrance into Leo on the 22nd, on Wednesday. And he joins with Mercury on the 23rd. Now, Mercury and the Sun combust makes us a little bit argumentative. We don't necessarily hear the other person. We think we're right, and we are for us, but they may think we're completely wrong. So just kind of be aware of a little bit of dogmatic opportunity. Opportunity to be a dogmatic person on the 23rd, where I'm right, and I'm right, and I'm right, and everybody's right, but somebody's got to be incorrect, because not everybody can be right with disagreeing opinions. But you can't really reason with them when the Sun and Venus are combust, especially when they're combust in Leo. We also have the Sun aspecting the nodes of destiny on the 26th, so pay attention to who you meet on Sunday, because they can be very important. And, of course, that can be a day before or a day after, but that means the Sun wants to introduce you to someone and say, hey, how about we do this? And also on Tuesday, the 21st, the Sun trines Saturn in a late close. So this is also taking you back to Christmas time and to old times, back in 1984, or spring of 85, when you were working with this energy before, if you're old enough to have not had your Saturn return yet. Mercury running from 23 Cancer to 4 Leo. He's a busy guy this week. Actually, I'm taking that back. He goes to 7 Leo. He's on the second page. So he's busy, and he is whipping along. He's talking to Saturn on the 22nd, like the Sun does. He enters Leo on the 23rd. He's talking to the nodes of destiny on the 24th. Again, pay attention to who you meet on the 24th. Make sure to get their numbers. He's having a bit of a spat with Pluto on the 25th about power struggles and power dynamics. Of course, that's right as Venus stations. And he and Venus had an argument the last time they met. So he might actually be carrying some bad news from Venus to Pluto, which kind of irritates Pluto. So kind of watch, you know, if you got some bad news, Venus is carrying it. Venus told Mercury, Mercury's carrying it, and he's delivering it to Pluto. And that bad news gets delivered on Saturday the 25th. Mercury trines Saturn on the 22nd, which is, of course, hearing from your authorities or hearing from an authority about how to proceed or where to go. And trines are always productive, but they aren't always fun, especially when Saturn's involved. They're working partnerships. In this case, they're working in water as Saturn finishes up his last bits. So this can also be stuff back to Christmas time that you have to work on and handle, or this can be old stuff about accounting, billing, or some Scorpio matter that is unresolved that Mercury and the Sun both get appraised of, both get told about this week. So kind of like a report card from Saturn. So if you haven't been fully done with your Saturn and Scorpio stuff, this is when he rats you out, okay? Just saying. So interesting, right before I started the radio show, there was a thing on the internet about a CEO's, Tim Geithner's younger brother, who's a CEO of Condé Nast, I believe it is, some big publishing company. And one of the blog sites, Gawker, I believe it was, had published some information about him hiring a male escort. He's a married guy with three kids, paying the guy $2,500 but not showing up for the meet. And they published it, and then the guy saying, "Never, not me, not me." And the guy who was published it was the guy who he'd hired as the escort. So you know, it's that kind of energy, right? Saturn and Scorpio. Sex, communication, trine, Sun, Mercury. What actually happened here, right? So this can also be publicity, Mercury, Sun, about some Scorpio stuff coming out. So this is traditionally a caught gotcha. You're now been told on, you know, in a nice way. The authorities hear about it. And now we figure out what you want to do about it. In this case, the authority was the entire community that read the media and watches what's trending on Yahoo, which is how I found it. Venus is stationing retrograde on the 25th at 046 Virgo, squaring the mutable axis. Right as she goes into it, she sets off that eclipse degree again from March 20th. Woohoo. She also is talking to Neptune. She's contraparallel to him, and she's parallel to Uranus. So even though Uranus is stationing in Aries, he's talking to Venus in Virgo. This is a classic setup for relationship drama, relationship problems, relationships, aha. But it's a conjunction, so they're going to get together. And I will say Venus-Uranus conjunct can be some really mighty exciting sex for those of you who do that kind of thing. Those of you who don't, really exciting adventures with your computers, the other form of Uranus that what most, or your cell phone even. So Venus joins Uranus on the 26th. So kind of, you know, it's a good night to go out on a date, first date, because it could be very exciting and very sparky. And of course, the two of them stationing within a few hours of each other, talking to each other, really is highly stimulating. Mars does have a little bit of an argument on the 25th with Uranus, as Uranus is squaring Uranus. And then he trines Chiron on the 26th, so after he has the fight, he apologizes for all the mean things he said. But it might be, you know, when, you know, like there's those straw that break the camel back. So Mars in Cancer, because he's in Scorpio, answering to Scorpio that day, he might just say something that's so bad you can't go back. So just be careful if you've got a little mouth on you and you're thinking of saying something mean to partner on the 25th. That's going to happen at 5:42. So it can, you know, can be bad. Uranus stations, we already talked about him on the 26th. Neptune's opposite Juno on the 25th. We dissolve and see partners clearly. And we also have lovely aspects of Ceres to the node of destiny good week to get pregnant for those of you trying. And that's it. The weekly weather is over. The British lady has spoken. Information on the Venus Star Point workshop, shaping up to be a fun week, plus time in 10,000 waves, which is one of the most amazing spas in the Eastern Hemisphere. Western Hemisphere, where are we? The Western. It's amazing. So hopefully you'll join us there that first week in August, and then Cleveland in September, and Asilomar in October. I'll be traveling, and I'm like all excited. So anyway, this is the weekly weather. Have a great week. Going to be 100. Going to Fire Island this week. I can't wait. On those hot days, that's time to go to Fire Island. Have a lovely week, folks, and just remember, lots of change. Venus and the Sun, Uranus and Mercury, all exciting, plus that little fight with Mars is going to have with Uranus on Saturday, which builds up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, boom. Take care. Bye-bye.